This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Jonathan All.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
Bernard Schoenberg of the State Journal Register in Springfield, Illinois, wrote that the Illinois News Network, a media arm of the Illinois Policy Institute, is acquiring the Illinois Radio Network. Let's hope we can keep all the players straight here. And there are concerns about the Illinois News Network acquiring the Illinois Radio Network. And Jonathan, maybe you can elaborate on that.
Sure. The Illinois Policy Institute is a conservative think tank that is funded by, among other people, Governor Bruce Rauner. Governor Rauner's foundation made a gift to help start up the organization. It was about $600,000 or $700,000, so it was a significant gift. The Illinois News Network creates news reports, what they call news reports, from the Illinois Capitol, and they give that away free to radio stations and TV or radio stations and newspapers around the state. Now, INN has always said that it is a separate entity from the Illinois Policy Institute, and that it has its own editorial decisions and that it is completely unbiased and independent. However, it is owned by the Illinois Policy Institute. Now, the Illinois Radio Network is a group that has been around for decades under a few different names.
Mm-hmm.
It was a commercial for-profit enterprise that was run by a number of media companies over the years, most recently by Saga, and it had news reports and sports from Chicago and Springfield and other parts around the state for commercial radio stations and a couple public radio stations around the state. But it was for a fee, that you'd have to give up some of your advertising time so that Illinois Radio Network could sell that time, and that's how you got the content.
When I worked at WJBC, IRN basically was JBC's Capital Bureau, and I'm sure for many other stations it was the same way.
Very much so. So now Illinois News Network has purchased Illinois Radio Network, and presumably what that means is that all of the Illinois Radio Network stations will now get content from Illinois News Network. Illinois Radio Network, the name is going away. Half of the reporters are going away. The other half will join INN. And that's how this is going to be distributed. The concern is that, is this going to be an unbiased media source, or is it one that is the propaganda arm of a partisan group? It doesn't matter if it's conservative or liberal. The fact that it is, it may be, or even just appear to be, the propaganda arm of a partisan advocacy group is very troubling, especially that IRN, which had been respected for decades, is going away.
I see a lot of journalists expressing that concern, afraid that bias will creep in to what has been previously of an objective news source for many people in the state. And I see that from people, not just journalists in general, I see that from people who are working for those stations that have been bought and sold.
Well, we have certainly seen in cable television what happens when you have a network devoted to lies and propaganda on behalf of one point of view. I think Fox has really damaged civil discourse in this country, and you worry about the same sort of thing happening perhaps on a state level with this setup.
One of the big differences, though, is that IRN's clients are there by choice, and it's going to be very interesting to see if some of these stalwart radio stations from around the state, and this alphabet soup may not have a lot of meaning to listeners, but we're talking about WBBM in Chicago, KMOX in St. Louis, WJBC in Bloomington Normal, WTAX in Springfield, WDWS in Champaign. Now, a lot of these stations that have kind of been the voice of their community for decades that were IRN affiliates, will they stay with the Illinois News Network when their current agreement runs out?
Stations that don't have a reporter in Springfield covering the Capitol day-to-day were really able to use the IRN service to get news out of Springfield. And so will that damage their audience's ability to understand what's going on in Springfield, or will they be forced to then devote a reporter to covering the Capitol? Because we've certainly seen over the years that fewer and fewer news outlets actually have a reporter covering what's going on in the state capitol.
Yeah, I find it very unlikely that radio stations will end up sending someone to the Capitol. As what you are saying, Rich, is true, fewer and fewer people are going to the Capitol and covering it. So I see a lot of stations almost being forced to take those stories.
And if the decision that they have to face is take this news content that may be biased and may be influenced or have no content at all, it's that first of all, it's a horrible choice to have to make. But they might make the choice of going with the content that may or may not be biased. And who's going to put in the legwork to see if it really is? Because, what I know of the Illinois News Network, most of their stories are fine. There's no problem in it at all. But there are certainly some things they do that raise a lot of eyebrows. For example, Scott Reeder, who's the director of the Illinois News Network, also writes editorials. They are very conservative, pro-Rauner, pro-Republican editorials, and he signs them, and it's got his name on it, but he's also allegedly the overseer of objectivity for the Illinois News Network.
Well, certainly, I guess stations could also simply rewrite stories out of newspapers that do have a Capitol Bureau and credit that source and maybe try and cover the Capitol that way, maybe occasionally have the reporter on for an interview of some sort, but I don't think that's the best way to go about your business either.
You know, it's very unlikely things will change overnight either. This is more of something that will just change very slowly over time. Stories could, they won't be very in your face that they're propaganda.
I don't know about that because the timing is interesting. We're heading into a big election year in Illinois. We won't be electing a governor this year, but all the House of Representatives seats are up for election, and many state Senate seats are up for election. And there's certainly going to be a fight for control of the legislature.
But then you risk changing a brand like that, where people are so used to something, and then you're changing it so drastically. And I mean, I think audience members will be able to see that, or at least hear that in the stories.
If they're paying attention, that's the thing, is that, the three of us pay more attention to media than, the average 1,000 people put together. And the question is, if somebody always identifies a spot on their radio dial or the newspaper that comes to their home as something they can trust, and now where the content that's feeding into that has changed from an independent source into one that is propped up by a partisan think tank, how long will it take them to realize, wait a second, this is not something that I can trust? And that there could be a lag time on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it may not be an in-your-face type of change, but there may be subtle changes to the way stories are written to slant them, just a little bit and perhaps sway voters.
And that's really difficult to sense. What I hope is that some kind of nonpartisan media watchdog group can take a look at what happened, what IRN and INN did before this acquisition and what INN does after, and because maybe the concerns are unfounded. Maybe they will be a good journalistic source. I'd like to give them the benefit of the doubt. I'm just concerned because they're giving away content for free and they're funded by a policy arm that has a specific point of view. That's rarely the recipe for a better informed public.
Absolutely. Hey, we are out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.